Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stop Reacting, Start Living Emotional Regulation for Adults is a self-help book focused on practical emotion regulation, anger management, and self-control for adults. Positioned in the emotional wellness and behavioral improvement category, it appears to aim at readers who want structured tools rather than abstract theory. The title and subtitle indicate a method-based approach built around more than 50 science-backed techniques, suggesting guidance drawn from established principles in psychology, such as pause and respond habits, cognitive reframing, calming the nervous system, and reducing impulsive reactions. The book's core purpose is to help readers notice emotional escalation earlier, interrupt reactive patterns, and build more deliberate responses in relationships, work, and everyday stress situations, based on its placement among anger management and self-regulation titles. It is best understood as a practical adult guide for improving emotional steadiness and relational functioning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a practical self-regulation manual for adults who struggle with reactive behavior. The book is best understood as a hands-on guide to self-regulation rather than a general discussion of emotional intelligence. Its framing suggests that emotional reactivity is treated as a learnable pattern, not a fixed personality trait. That matters because adults often need specific behavioral tools when anger, frustration, or anxiety begins to drive communication and decision-making. By promising science-backed methods, the book positions itself around structured habit change, identifying triggers, interrupting automatic responses, and choosing more measured actions. This is useful for readers who recognize that they may not need more motivation, but clearer procedures for handling emotionally charged moments. The likely value of the book lies in its emphasis on usable interventions that can be applied immediately in real-life situations, especially when stress makes reflection difficult. In that sense, the book belongs to the practical self-help tradition that prioritizes repeatable exercises over theory-heavy explanation. Secondly, anger management is treated as a regulation problem, not just a behavioral one. A distinctive feature of the book is its likely focus on anger as a signal of dysregulation rather than simply a problem of temper. That distinction is important because effective anger management usually requires understanding what happens before the outburst, physiological arousal, narrowed attention, threat interpretation, and impulsive action. The book's science-backed framing suggests that it may encourage readers to notice escalation earlier and respond before anger turns into damaging speech or behavior. This is a more realistic model than telling people to just calm down because it acknowledges that anger is often tied to stress, overload, and unmet needs. For adults, that makes anger management both a relational skill and a self-protective one. A book built on this approach helps readers replace immediate reaction with pause, reflection, and repair, which can reduce conflict in families, workplaces, and intimate relationships. The practical focus also means anger is treated as something to regulate, interpret, and redirect, rather than merely suppress. Thirdly, science-backed techniques likely draw on cognitive and nervous system regulation strategies. The subtitle points to evidence-informed tools, which suggests the book draws from established emotional regulation methods rather than personal anecdotes alone. In this category, the most common effective strategies include cognitive reappraisal, mindful pause, breathing-based calming, grounding, self-compassion, and problem-solving. These methods work because they address both thought patterns and physiological activation. For example, reframing a situation can reduce catastrophic thinking, while controlled breathing can reduce the body's stress response long enough to prevent escalation. That combination is important for adults because emotional regulation is rarely only mental or only physical. The inclusion of multiple tools also implies that the book may help readers match strategies to different situations, since what works for resentment may differ from what works for panic, irritation, or interpersonal conflict. This kind of toolkit approach is often more effective than a single method guide because it gives readers flexibility. It also makes the book accessible to people who want concrete exercises they can test and adapt rather than broad advice that is hard to apply. Fourthly, the book likely connects emotional control with better relationships and communication. The title, Stop Reacting, Start Living, suggests that the consequences of poor regulation are not limited to internal discomfort. They also affect how adults relate to other people. Emotional reactivity often damages trust through yelling, defensiveness, withdrawal, blame, or impulsive statements that cannot easily be taken back. A book on this topic usually treats relationship repair as a central outcome of better regulation. That makes sense because anger management is not only about personal calm, but about creating enough pause to speak clearly, listen accurately, and avoid escalating conflict. For adults, this has broad relevance in partnerships, parenting, friendships, and professional settings. The book likely emphasizes that regulation supports more thoughtful communication, which can improve connection and reduce cycles of misunderstanding. This relational emphasis helps distinguish it from narrowly clinical books, because it ties emotional skills to everyday social functioning. Readers are likely to benefit if they want to be less reactive with loved ones and more consistent in high-pressure conversations where tone and timing matter as much as content. Lastly, its likely strength is accessibility, though the self-help format may limit depth. As with many practical self-help books, the main strength is probably accessibility, a clear promise, direct application, and a structured set of tools for immediate use. That format is appealing to readers who want help quickly and may not have the time or interest for academic psychology texts. However, the same format can also limit depth. A compact guide to emotional regulation cannot fully address complex trauma, psychiatric conditions, or deeply entrenched interpersonal patterns. Readers with severe dysregulation may need therapy, clinical evaluation, or a more specialized intervention plan in addition to any book-based tools. Recognizing that boundary is important for evaluating the book fairly. Its value is likely strongest for readers with everyday anger, stress, and reactivity, who want practical ways to slow down and respond more intentionally. In the crowded self-help market, the book stands out most when it balances straightforward instruction with evidence-informed methods, offering a usable entry point into emotional regulation without requiring technical background. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults who want concrete help with emotional reactivity, especially people who notice anger, frustration, defensiveness, or impulsive responses disrupting relationships or daily functioning. It should also appeal to readers looking for a structured introduction to self-regulation, since the promise of more than 50 science-backed tools signals a highly practical format. The likely benefit is not just short-term calming, but a better understanding of how emotional escalation works and how to interrupt it before it becomes a conflict. Compared with many books in the same genre, its main distinction is the combination of a direct self-help promise with an evidence-based framing. That makes it more appealing than purely inspirational books and less technical than clinical psychology texts. For readers who want something actionable, clear, and oriented toward everyday use, it offers a useful bridge between theory and practice. Its value lies in helping readers move from reaction to response in a way that is workable, repeatable, and relevant to ordinary adult stress. If you would like to support Ellie Anderson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.